Germans are known the world over for their unusually long words. They're also known as huge soccer fans. So here's a word for you, Autorennationalmannschaft, Autonama for short. It means the author's national team, as in writers who also like to play soccer. The world's Daniel Gross recently attended an Autonama practice in Berlin.
Growing up, Wolfram Eilenberger was like a lot of German teenagers. He dreamed of playing soccer professionally. Until one fateful day, when he realized,
I'm not good enough. I won't make it. And there's a great emptiness that haunts you when you're 17 or 18.
Eilenberger is 44 now, but he still remembers that sense of loss.
And then this is where actually literature and philosophy saved me.
As a young man, Eilenberger replaced soccer with books. He got a PhD and became editor of Germany's largest philosophy magazine. Only in recent years did books lead him back to soccer.
Come on! Do it!
Every Monday evening, around 20 writers gather here, on a soccer pitch in the heart of Berlin. This is Germany's author's national team. Eilenberger likes to wax poetic about the team, the way that only a philosopher would.
I think soccer is a game that is essentially about failure and emptiness.
What he means is that soccer players try to control the ball with their feet, but most of the time, they end up losing control.
So it basically tells us something about the joy of losing control. And the very fact that life is failure and that your everyday existence is failure is somehow symbolized by the soccer experience.
Ever the optimist.
Most
of Eilenberger's teammates see things a little less philosophically. Florian Werner comes here to escape his work.
Writing is a very lonesome activity, and you're sitting at your desk and you're struggling against yourself. And then on Monday nights, you know, we can come here and you can let that all go. People are screaming, they're shouting. And it's a good thing, you know, to let your hair down. And
you're bald, so that's a nice comment.
Well, thank you, yes. Indeed. That's my utopia, you know, that I, even though I'm bald, once a week I let my hair down.
Werner is 46 and plays defense for Autonama. By day, he writes nonfiction.
Like, I've written one book about the cultural history of cows, another one about human excrement, and one about snails.
Autonama got started 12 years ago when a playwright named Thomas Brussig received an invitation to play in a tournament against writers in Italy. Brussig wrote to a few German writer friends, and that is how Andreas Merkel joined the team.
It was like a dream come true. It's, I think, the dream of every German child soccer player to play once in a German national dress and hear the anthem and play in a stadium and play for Germany, and was a big deal. Big fun.
The first Autonama practice was held on an improvised soccer field in eastern Germany.
Our first guy got hurt after 5 seconds of training and broke his arm. Got stuck in a hole and broke his arm. It was a nice incident.
You're laughing about that now, but in the moment that must have been awful.
No, it was a big laugh for all of us.
And so began the triumphant journey of Autonama. With help from a professional coach, the team took second place in Italy. And that was just the first trip of many, says Florian Werner.
To Brazil, to Israel, to Saudi Arabia, to England, to Oslo, to Paris, to Cyprus. These last three places just in this year alone.
Werner says he's proud to represent Germany, even if the team is better at wordplay than actual gameplay. In between tournaments, the team has published 3 collections of fiction and nonfiction. Right now, Autonama is a men's team, but the players do hope a women's team will get started in the future. Wolfram Eilenberger, the philosopher, says that might require a change in German soccer culture. There's still a stereotype here that soccer fans are mostly men, and mostly rowdy hooligans. For that reason, Autonama often visits schools in hopes of inspiring the next generation of writers and philosophers.
You don't have to choose between literature and sports, because a lot of young boys think, you know, either I read and I'm a nerd, or I play soccer and I'm a sports guy. And I think what we embody as a team, and that's important to me also, looking back at my personal history, that it might be a better and richer life if you just choose both.
For The World, Daniel Gross, Berlin.